Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's a celebration. It's 200 episodes.
Celebrate good times.
Come on.
I don't know.
Let's celebrate.
I'm not even going to attempt to sing.
There's I've a party never gotten going to be part right of the here. Intro with you guys.
No. I'm just not dumb. If Fel's on here singing, I'm not even going to attempt it.
On the flip side, I am dumb, and I will absolutely sing. Do you want to know why? Because there's a party going on around here. The celebration, 200 episodes, the last throughout the years.
Celebrate good times, come on.
200 episodes, let's go. Wait, can we get a three-way boom?
Yes.
On three. One, two, three. Boom! It's all done. 200 episodes, let's go.
Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Neuro Nerds.
Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good about that. Welcome to the Neuro Nerds. Ow, I just hit my elbow. Now, this has been the running theme forever, Lauren. I say Lauren, Lauren El Manzano is here, so it is a very special episode. On top of the fact that you're on this, we also have Miss Felice Lizay in the background.
Say hi, Fel.
On top of that, why is this such a big deal? Why? There's so many like reveals right now. This is the Neuro Nerds episode number 200. 200 episodes, Lauren?
That's a two with two zeros.
With two zeros? You had to say that because I wasn't sure if I would have gotten that right because I'm not very bright.
That was a long, awkward silence.
It was. Hey, after 200 episodes, you know, there are some minor breaks. There are some awkward silences. There are some strange dialogues back and forth. But I'm very, very thankful and very happy. Number one, just to be seeing you here, Lauren, that brings me always a huge amount of joy. I have Felice behind me, which is creepy because you're really quiet. And I kind of feel like you're...
I can't see her.
I feel like I'm... What's his name? Howard Stern's show?
Oh, like you're Robin.
I'm like Robin. I'm way in the back. Me and Lauren are trying to wave at each other.
But look, this has been such a special... Just not time. Just a special thing in my life. Doing this podcast with you, Lauren, it's changed the course of not just my recovery, but my actual life. And I'm just so thankful for it. We've done a lot. We really have. Like we've entered a lot of ears. Sounds weird.
That was weird the way you entered into that phrase.
I tell you, it sounds so sexual. And I don't mean that in a sexual way. God.
We're not even three minutes in, guys.
Hey, who knows? There might be some people who really enjoy the fact that my voice...
You could have said reached, Joe.
...is entering their ears.
We've reached many ears.
I could have said ear holes, but I chose not to because I'm an adult.
This is why I'm here right now.
If I was going to pick an artistic way to say that...
Wait.
Talking about...
Is there a more artistic way than to say entering your ear hole?
Yes, because I'm going to pull out some... I think it's Shakespeare. Maybe it's Sophocles. It's someone. Ooh. But yeah, exactly. It's where you pour poison into someone's ears. And the poison, though, is rumors or talk or something. Ooh. Pouring poison into ears. And I cannot remember if it's Shakespeare or Sophocles off the top of my head. It might be Macbeth. It also might be Hamlet. So I can't, or is it Othello? Now I can't remember, but there's a new artistic way that's also school nerdy.
I will say that that does sound slightly better than me entering your ear holes. It does, you know, and I like to think that instead of like giving poison, I'm giving antidotes. To the sadness and loneliness of the brain injury community. You and I are the antidote to that, Lauren. And behind me is the antidote adjacent, Felice.
I'm representing the caregivers and loved ones and friends and family.
And? The normies. Representing the normies. You normie?
Now, support is this a bit- team, muggles, normies, is that what we're
I felt special today because I was hosting a Twitter space about Web3 and crypto and NFT music, and somebody called people who aren't into that space normies. And I was like, I was like, I'm not a normie.
What? Yeah, well, 100%.
In that space.
You are a normie. We're not in the Web3 NFT space yet. So you are a normie in our community. But I'm really thankful for you for filling in and for helping us create this beautiful platform to help our community. Me and Lauren, not yours. You're on the outside, normie.
It's okay.
But this has just been, it's been beautiful. So I just like, you know, this is kind of like a bit of a reflection. Episode. Reflections of the way life used to be. Sing it. Do you not know the song?
Which song is that?
Oh, boo. No.
Tell her Reflection from Disney, from Mulan.
Reflection from Disney, Mulan. She looked at me with a blank stare.
No, I know the song. I'm just, now you got other songs in my head.
When will? That those are the first two words. When will?
Wait, why do I want to sing? That's not how it goes. Hold on.
God, don't make me sing it really badly.
I can't
badly.
Think of the melody right now.
You can
now.
Absolutely sing I it. I like your voice, Lauren.
I used to know how to sing it in Spanish, too. Because remember that Spanish album she came out with?
No. I don't, but I have a brain
Lauren
injury.
Should.
I don't know if you guys.
Lauren, you remember.
It starts with, look at me.
Oh, yes.
I will never pass for a perfect bride.
Or perfect daughter.
I don't know that song at all. So I hope you enjoyed the music stylings of Lauren El Manzano and Felice Lizet.
Well, I knew we'd get her to sing at some point.
That'll be coming out on Now This Is Music 120.
Oh no.
Man, so this is like really, this is like a huge accomplishment, you know? Like we've 200 motherfucking episodes. Sorry for the language, especially if some of my non-cursing friends are out there who always give me shit for cursing. Sorry, curse again. I know like 5 words and 2 of them are curses. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, so someone actually complains about us cussing?
Oh, so my friend Barbara, my dear friend Barbara, she is a woman of God. And she constantly, I don't want to say shaming me, trying to better me. So I'll either do a live or I'll say something in one of my stories or something on the podcast. And she will always remind me, Joe, language. She's basically Captain America.
I was just going to say that. That sounds just like Captain America.
except that's so dumb because Captain America was in World War II and a soldier, you know, he was cursing. And that was a joke.
That's very true. Well, also, Captain America was a virgin. He was saving himself for Peggy Carter.
Not if you are a Stucky fan with the goat.
Oh, no.
Again, we cannot go an episode with Lauren without talking about Stucky and the goats.
Nope.
We cannot forget the goats.
You got to put that in the 200th episode.
I enjoy cursing. I grew up as a Latina girl, we weren't allowed to curse. So now I get to curse and I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Do you remember the first time you cursed? Like, was it by yourself or was it like with somebody?
Thinking back, I guess the first time I cursed, now that I think about it, my mom tells the story, is it's evidence of that she was cussing around us and didn't think about it, which was she was driving me somewhere and I was like 3 and I was in the back of the car and all of a sudden she just hears this little voice in the back start chanting shit, 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 shit. So she's like, oh. So Lauren was 3, guys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you were definitely way ahead of your time. As always, were you cursing more in Spanish or in English?
Oh, English.
Okay. You were like, pinche puto, none of that.
My dad didn't really cuss in Spanish, even though Spanish was our first language.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess like the biggest cuss word we did in Spanish was like, you know, chingadera and chinga su madre, like that kind of stuff, which is very Mexican. If you're not Mexican, that doesn't really make it sense.
Right. It's the specifics. It's like the details in the languages, you know, that's like specifically Mexican. It's like a West Coast. Yeah, that's West Coast cursing. I remember the first time I cursed, I was with a friend of mine and we were in the backyard. I was like 5, 6 years old. And we went to the corner of the backyard and we talked about, do you know any curse words? Mm-hmm. I know a curse word. Shit. And we like look around. And then I think he dropped the F-bomb. And I was like, because it was like still a shocker. But like, yeah, and we just like giggled and laughed. And now I know it's like, whatever. Who cares?
Thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us too and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerds.
200 episodes. You have helped countless people in our community. You've shown them that, hey, look what you can do after a brain injury. You can kick ass. You can do difficult things like go to fucking therapy. Like, I know that now a lot of times with you specifically, it's like, yeah, we're going to talk about the physical because you're made of adamantium steel, because you're like the destroyer from Thor, right? Mm-hmm. It's not just the physical things that you do that have been like really inspiring to people. What's really stuck is the fact that you're bettering yourself by going to therapy and talking about it and figuring things out about like who you are as an adult after a brain injury. How does that make you feel?
Well, Joe, no, I'm very happy that my continuing of bettering myself and my choices to better myself, whether that is through education, advocacy, training, or doing what I need to do. There's almost a selfish aspect to it because I'm going to therapy for me. I'm going to feel better for myself. I'm going to physical therapy so that I'm not in pain. And I think, well, maybe selfish isn't the word, but it's very much for me. And the fact that if I can do that and share about it, and at some point I will share a lot about the current treatment I'm going through because I am still in therapy weekly right now and have been for the last 5 months, that if me going through it and just going through my daily stuff can help others, it's very rewarding. And it's very much how as therapy has pointed out, it's how I've actually functioned for a very, very long time since I was a child, that if I can be an example or a leader in some fashion, that is all the reward for me that I need. And so by being able to continue that and sharing it on this unique platform and being able to reach so many people, it's invaluable.
I think what you do is incredible. Physically, yes. More what's impressive to me is just what you have done mentally and emotionally. Mm-hmm. That's the real work, right? Mm-hmm. Going through physical therapy, that's one thing, but actually going to therapy, to figure some stuff out. When you had the realization that you were a control freak, that was beautiful. That was a beautiful moment.
That was when I was 22, guys. That was a lot.
But now we joke about it, right? I think it's funny. It's like, yeah, you just figured that out? Like your family was like, yeah. Wait, what did your mom say? Mija. Yeah. Like, yeah. We know. But I mean, it's beautiful that you're able to share this and grow. What's crazy is, and I say this a lot, but also like I'm noticing it more and more and more, so many people, we don't realize how far our reach is, you know, we don't realize that. And I know it sounds weird. People are watching like everybody. I don't want to say everybody. So many people are watching where you think whatever you posted or whatever you said, like nobody cares or it's insignificant. It's not. There are so many people that saw it and felt it and put it into action or looked at their lives and tried to change something. That's what I think is beautiful about, like, you know, you sharing a lot of the really difficult things on your journey, whether it be just like what happened to you physically, what happened to you emotionally, going to therapy, taking that step. You're helping so many people. And I love that. And you're being authentic about it. Like, you're not holding back.
Yeah, actually, something someone shared with me, they're actually unfortunately no longer here. They were suffering from brain cancer, and or was it a breast cancer? I can't remember. It was a very aggressive cancer. And she was a well-known modern artist, and she happened to her studio was next to my dad's office, and she followed me on Instagram, and she mentioned it that when she was going through her treatments, it always made her smile to see my dancing videos and to see, you know, whatever I was posting, my photos and stuff. And it said, she said, like, she liked to watch them while she was being going through treatment or she was bedridden. And I cannot wait until I can start regularly posting again a lot of my things. So yeah. I always think back on that, where that made her ordeal a little bit easier.
Yeah, that's beautiful. But that's who you are. And that's what you've done. You did that for her, and she was able to share that with you. Mm-hmm. You've done that for countless people that you will never meet, mm-hmm. you know? And like, I hope that brings you some comfort and joy. And I can't wait for you to start posting regularly so I can start yelling at you, Lauren, pants.
And then I can yell Lauren. Back and say, no pants.
Yeah. Well, not only you, your people are like, what are pants? Stop telling her to put on pants. Like, hey, mm-hmm. hey, I'm
trying like, to, my people will come for you, dude. And they'll cut your throat.
No, they have. Like, you have a vicious following. I'm like, I'm fearful, yes, of you, but like of your minions too. Like it's wild, you know? Not only look, as part of the team, extended part of the team, this normie back here.
I feel like such a creeper.
You
like,
do, because like you're right behind
me. And I realized I haven't said anything in a while. It's like I'm like the biggest creeper. But no, I can't wait for you to be able to start posting again too, Lauren, because we miss being able to like share your content. And I'll go to share something. I'm like, oh, I can't share it.
I know. I know.
Not only that, like your professionalism balances out my idiocy. You know what I mean? Like it's a lot of dumb on my end. And we need like your, we need the yin to my yang, you know, but also Fel, you normie, you have done the same thing by, mm-hmm. you know, being my significantly better half and being the caregiver, being the producer of the show, yes. being the steady person in our dynamic, you know, like you've helped a lot of caregivers, you know, mm-hmm. as well as survivors who see, wow, Joe has a significant other who is amazing and he's batting way out of his league. So I can do that too.
Come
well,
on,
it's compassion and the empathy that you're able to bring for the, like Joe said, like for other caregivers to understand that it's hard to be a caregiver and it's stressful and traumatic and emotional on its own. But not only that, is showing an example of an effective care team relationship or support team, and how it's not perfect either, which is also really nice to see, because some people assume that it's, if you get it right, no, it's a daily thing. And so right. I think, and I agree, Joe, I think that's also being able, having that demonstrative willingness and ability is also invaluable for the community.
Oh, thank you guys. Well, I'm very thankful to be part of this and that we can keep this consistent and keep this going and be able, what really makes me happy is when we miss a week and people go, where's the episode? And I go, oh, this is important. We need to keep this going. Like, so I'm really honored to be able to be the piece that helps, you know, on the technical side, keep it all going and getting it out there so that it's really helping people. And as I make my exit, because I wasn't going to stay for the whole episode, I was going to let you guys just do your
She's
thing.
Just been creeping back here this whole time.
I, you know, something that we're going to do moving forward is we are getting the newsletter for the NeuroNerds going, and we're going to have you can sign up and be able to get suggestions of what episodes to listen to first, because there's so mm-hmm. many episodes now, it's kind of overwhelming for somebody new coming to the podcast. So,
right.
You know, for new listeners, if this is the first episode you're hearing,
where have you been? Yeah, guys, I'm talking to you.
We're going to have a sign up on the website and just, you know, in our socials and yeah. stuff. If you want a tour.
Also, thank you for being our wrangler, by the way, and for being on our text message stream and like, You guys don't even know. Like, I will text Fel sometimes. Like, yeah. I've had COVID twice now. And so, like, I text Fel first and I'm like, hey, I have COVID. You tell Joe when he's ready. Or it's like, hey, I'm going through something. let me tell you first and then I'll deal with it. Just, but like, thank you for also like being our wrangler, going like, and getting on me too. So like, I really appreciate you.
Aww. Yeah. I feel like I can't make brain injury jokes. I was about to say, I know I'm dealing with the brain injury.
How dare you? How dare you?
Cause I'll be like even getting this episode together, I was like, Joe, can you please text me and Lauren on the same thread? And he goes, okay.
Yeah.
And then he goes and texts Lauren by yourself.
We had started talking already.
Can you please text me and Lauren on the same thread so I can jump in?
And then immediately
I reply and I'm like, I hear this. And then I hear nothing. And then I hear, oh, sorry.
Yeah, can I tell you what's funny? Like, literally, it's like the brain injured leading the brain injured. So Lauren is like guiding me and then I'll forget within a moment. Yeah, I'm going to do it right now. And I'm like, oh, squirrel. And it's like, it's gone. So Felice is definitely the wrangler. She's the middle woman.
She's the glue.
She is. Like, you are like the glue of this whole thing. Like, you kind of make sure everything balances out. And it's amazing what you've done. And you're such a huge part of these 200 episodes. And, mm-hmm. and I'm so thankful that, especially after re-listening to our first episode ever, I'm so thankful that you stuck it out. Because that was chaos.
No. Imagine the episode zeros, the ones we did, those test episodes where we talked 3 to 4 hours straight of stream of consciousness.
What was funny is you thought that those were going to be the episodes. Yeah. And then when I started listening to them, I was like, these are really cool warm-ups, y'all, but we're not going to do this. We're going to come back with another episode.
It's really funny, too, because when you talk about like trying to figure out like, oh, what, how do people start? Like, where do they start? It's like, don't start with episode one. Start with episode two. Episode one was basically the ramblings of two insane brain injured people. And then episode two is like, oh yeah, this is a proper introduction of what we are as a crew, which is, you know, I think it definitely represents us. I also say episode 57 is my favorite episode between us. It is the imposter syndrome part two, same you episode. I just think that is the neuro nerds at like our best. We were firing on all cylinders. We were helpful. We were honest. We were caring. We were, I gotta tell you, very entertaining.
I think some of my favorite episodes, and do I have the episode numbers? No, because Lauren didn't do her homework. I just remember the topics. One was, I think, was a really interesting episode that we did about the magic of hair, and it was our Disney hair episode. I love that.
Oh, yeah, I love that one.
Yeah, the power of the hair. I thought that was a really good episode because it also, we spoke more than just the brain injured community. It was cancer survivors. It was people who were losing their hair early, alopecia, anything like that.
Alopecia, right.
That was one of my favorites. I think I was the one who came up with that topic too. So, of course, I like it even more.
And you have that long mane. So, yeah, it was perfect.
I also, the imposter syndrome, yes. I really loved our the other one I really loved is our one of our recent episodes about the Gray Jedi. One of the ones we recently did. I had a lot of people message me about that one.
Brilliant topic from Lauren. That was brilliant. And I love you and I. We actually had like a decent back and forth where I'm like, well, actually. And you're like, well, actually.
I love, my favorite part of that one was my intro.
That was a good intro.
That was a good intro. That was a cinematic intro.
I will say this. As amazing as Lauren and I are, because we are clearly, and as entertaining as our intros are, most of the time, the reality is, we got to come up with some kind of intro.
Yeah.
And those are off the cuff. And most of the time it's Felice saying, guys, please do an intro.
Please.
And
then, she's begging us.
And then we just kind of do a thing. And then Felice takes this hot mess that is the Neuro Nerds. And she turns it into this beautiful product of a great intro to the show, which she will do and has done for this episode by the time you hear it.
Yes. Yeah, I love there. It's funny when you all are talking about your favorite episodes. I don't edit the episodes anymore. We have an amazing editor, Marcellus, but I edited like
we fancy.
I think I edited like at least the first 100 episodes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because then I think about the episodes that I had the most fun editing.
Oh,
like and doing
and,
like
and it's all
and
of
getting
them, right?
Into my sound design stuff.
Oh,
the hi-yas.
The hi-yas are perfect.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Honestly, every time I hear one, it brings me joy. It's like, insert Lauren kick noise here. It is perfect because it's you. It's 100% you.
Yeah, that was fun. Like figuring out what our little signature things were. But what I miss about editing was like doing when you would do the stories with other survivors and like Bridget's episode. I think that was 64 because we just posted about that. So I remember. I think it was 64.
I think it was too.
We'll put this in the show notes. telling her story and doing like the sound of her feet and walking, you know, when she was telling how she had the stroke while she was on a hike. Mm-hmm. And then one of my favorite ones, like just editing wise, because it was also very challenging, I had to split it up into two episodes, was Thomas's episode.
Oh, that's my favorite non-Lauren episode.
Yeah. And I don't mean to do all the non-Lauren episodes, but I just remember those. Those were the ones that, because it was somebody else,
right,
it was really about telling their story.
Yeah,
so I went into like the storytell, like the like just doing the sound design of telling their story with them. And there was just a lot of stuff in Thomas's episode where I just really like played with the sound design and music and different things. And so, and I think all of those really led up to how, like, now Marcel's edits the episodes too.
He does a great job.
Like, yeah, like, so. Yeah, of course, you know, you have me on here. I'm going to start talking about the technical
nerd
stuff.
So but, clearly we know Felice's nerdom.
Yes, audio.
The Thomas episode in particular, I love that because it was a survivor who I had just met that day. Mm. And my favorite part and why it meant everything, like we became family that day, is he didn't know that this community existed. He had no idea. He had been going at this alone like, oh, fuck. Damn it, Lauren.
It's not even my story, guys. I didn't even say anything.
No, but can I tell you what it is? I looked over and I'm like, because this next sentence, you'll understand why I almost broke down, but I didn't because I'm a grown man. He went his whole first huge chunk after his brain injury alone, isolated and just feeling, you know, just alone. Lonely and sad. We did the exact same thing. You and I felt that we know what that isolation feels like. We know what it feels like to feel that alone, even though we have people around. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to cry. Stop. It wasn't until I met you. Fuck.
Insert crying Joe noise.
You're going to make somebody really mad with all those curse words.
It's frequent.
Do it more.
It's frequent. I cry all the time.
This is how you don't cry. Imagine me as Adam Driver going, Mars!
Okay, now what am I going to do with this erection?
Oh, God.
Okay, that brings us some levity. Okay.
That's where I would insert cricket noise there.
Yes, please. Well,
you should have made, I'm not even going to say what kind of noise you should have added.
Oh, the Jedi.
Yeah. Oh, my God, please add that. That's great.
See, now you're not going to cry.
No, not at all. But it was that feeling of connection, that feeling of, oh my gosh, I'm not alone, which is just means everything. On top of the fact that I'm going to be able to do this, you know, because there's worry early on. Like, why am I going? I'm so lonely. I'm so just aimlessly wandering. Why am I doing this? What motivation do I have? Why? You help. Fuck. Okay. You help me figure out why.
I'm Kylo Ren.
Yeah, you are. And it's weird that you chose him because that's like your guy. And in my head, he's shirtless, which is very weird for me, Lauren. You gave me that why in the community. You know, you helped me on this path to help our community, you know, to give back, to share, to give people what you've given me, what we have in our dynamic. We are giving that to the community, a community of a bunch of lonely people, a bunch of isolated people who feel misunderstood, you know?
Well, and for me, like, I didn't even know I had a community. I didn't realize that having a concussion was part of this and that a concussion was anything more than having a headache after bumping your head.
Are you a stroke or brain injury survivor looking for a community and support? Well, the NeuroNerds are here to help. Join our #YouSoRock Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/YouSoRock to connect with other survivors like you.
Plus, read other inspirational brain injury survivor stories on Joe's blog at joesorocks.com/YouSoRock and submit your stories there as well. We want to hear them.
And remember,
you so rock.
You know, because in kind of like the day-to-day life, like a concussion doesn't sound that serious. It doesn't sound like it can have serious repercussions. It doesn't sound like there could be post-concussion syndrome, or losing words or developing a type of aphasia with, you know, and so I didn't even know that I could have access to that kind of community and that I was I thought maybe like not even community adjacent. Like I didn't even think that was an option for me. I think a lot of people that have traumatic brain injuries, it's not as like sexy or as like, you know, because Joe thinks he's sexy, but and not as like dramatic or dynamic as something where we would think of automatically as like a stroke. And I think because of that, we tend to diminish or minimize the damage that is done and that can be lifelong and long lasting. And so I think through this process, it's demonstrated that our community grows, unfortunately, but it's a very, it's a community that at its best is supportive and is a cheerleading one. Like we're supporting each other and we are happy for any gain, big or little. And I would like to think with us in the Neuro Nerds, we tend to exemplify or at least live in the, we try to be in that, like the positive without being toxic positivity, because we're always encouraging a type of growth, whether, and it, and again, we're not saying a certain trajectory or a certain direction of positive. It could be a sideways growth. It could be a turnaround, loop-de-loop U-turn. Yeah. It could be just staying in place, but it's that desire to change the circumstances. And hopefully for the betterment.
Oh, yeah.
You guys know me. I'm always here trying to balance Joe and talk about how sometimes not doing something is still okay.
Right.
Because you're not ready. And so I think that's also the beauty of this community is that for the most part, because we're here on a second chance, we still have time.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a second opportunity to like truly live life the way that we want to. Like we have a cheat code, you know, like we don't really worry about a lot of the bullshit that I think we used to. And you've become a pillar in this community, you know, alongside myself. I like toot beating my beeping my own horn.
What song is that? Toot toot.
Beep beep. Hey. Yeah. You know the song? I don't even know what the song is.
Oh,
it's that one.
It's like Motown, right?
Toot toot. Beep beep.
Beep beep.
This is where we'll insert a fact check like right here.
Yes, because there's three of us, two of us with brain injuries, and we can sing it, but we have no idea what it's called.
No idea what that is.
Fact check. Toot toot. Beep beep. Bad girls. Talking about the sad girls. I literally have no idea why I couldn't think of the words to that song. I've worked with the songwriter of that song. It's, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, done with this fact check. Boom.
One thing that I love about our dynamic, and we've done it from jump, we have not, and you and I have the right to just sit back and be like, wow, this sucks. This is horrible. Things were taken from me. I'm not the same. And we could just bitch and moan and complain, but we chose, and I think it's why we get along, to not just get stuck in that darkness. We chose to look at the other side of that coin, right? But we're not going to like be like Two-Face. We're going to be like Harvey Dent. We're going to focus on like the good bright side. We do have a little bit of Two-Face in us every once in a while. You know, it creeps up. At least with me a lot, for sure.
Okay. I was like, okay.
The recovering Catholic will be like, yeah, everything sucks, but I don't want to do that. We've joked for years now.
I just saw a vine going in my head where it's like, what do you want for dinner? The souls of the innocent. A bagel. No, two bagels. Vine is better than TikTok, guys. Vines were better than TikTok.
You know what? That's true.
That is my controversial take.
They were quick hits. Yeah. So I would be more like Two-Face. You'd be more like Poison Ivy. I say that because of your hair.
I'll take that.
We have.
I'm Batman. What are you talking about?
That's true. You're Bat Widow. You're a combination of Batman and Black Widow. So from jump, you and I have focused on the positive, and we've said it for actual years now. We don't talk enough about the positive side of brain injury. We say it jokingly, but the reality is there are two sides. You know, we can like fixate on the stuff that happened to us and the things that we've lost, or we can look at the fact that, hey, you know what? We made it. We're here. We may not be the same, but that doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. It could be a good thing. We could be the best versions of ourselves moving forward. And I think you and I, we've had a lot of lemons thrown our way. And not only have we made lemonade, we've made lemon meringue pie, right? We've made limoncello. I don't really know any other lemon deliciousness.
No, you know
lemon
what
it tarts? Made lemon tarts?
Well, okay, lemon tarts, yes. But you know what we've
lemon
done?
Lemon sorbet.
Lemon sorbet is good. We've taken lemons and made pomegranate juice and making everyone else go, what the fuck?
How did they do?
Exactly.
She's a bruja. If you guys don't know what bruja means, it's Spanish for witch. And I've been calling Lauren this all day because she posted a picture today in her stories when she was 14 years old and looks shockingly the same. Lauren, how many virgins have you sacrificed to continue this?
I mean, you know, like, this is not my origin story today, guys. That'll be a different episode. But, like, I might actually be a vampire or an eldritch being. I don't know.
No, you might be the dude in the painting. What's the dude in the painting that doesn't
Dorian
age?
Dorian Gray.
Dorian Gray.
You might be Dorian Gray. That's what you might be. Because it's crazy.
I'm able to look at my photos.
You look exactly the same, except you have more muscle now. That's the only difference. It's weird. Skin, same. Rogue streak might be the only difference. Might be the only difference. Bruja.
Actually, all of my stress from my current situation actually contributed. My hairstyle said like it grew exponentially. So
I dig it. Like I dig it. Fell. It looks kind of dope, doesn't it?
It looks like you did it on purpose.
Yeah, it literally looks like you created a rogue streak. You're ready for the X-Men in the MCU. Lauren El Manzano, Rogue, called it, said it here on the Neuro Nerds. Fan cast, it's going to happen. And then me as, who the hell would I be? I'll be Cyclops. I'm good with it. Can I be Cyclops? No? Morph? Because if I'm Morph, I could be other people.
I was like, who is the guy with the ice powers? Iceman?
Yeah, Iceman. I can be Iceman.
You can be maybe the X-Men movie Iceman version.
Yeah, because I'm cold as ice. You know, look, I love what we've been able to create as like a trio here. Yeah, Fel, you would be Jubilee.
I like that.
No. She would be, which is the rock and roll one? We're going to have Taylor Swift rumors that she was going to play her in the movie.
Is it rock and roll?
Yeah, like her power is like music.
Wait, what?
I forget her name. It's like 80s.
No, let's go with Jubilee. Jubilee.
I like Jubilee.
We'll insert a fact check here because that character is wild. Looks like Jem and has really weird powers.
I was about to say it's Jem.
Fact check. The X-Men character that Joe is referring to is a superheroine called Dazzler, also known as Alison Blair. She first appeared in Uncanny X-Men issue number 130 in February 1980. She has the mutant ability to convert sound vibrations into light and energy beams, and her character was developed as a cross-promotional, multimedia creation between Casablanca Records and Marvel Comics.
Jem!
Jem is her name. No one else is
I only know that because of jokes. I had no idea what Jem was.
It was me and a friend of mine, the one that helped give me my left side back by showing up to my hospital room stoned and just talking shit with me. We were talking about Lady Gaga. She got like her entire look from Jem, and we explained the premise of what Jem is the Felice, and she looked at us like we were idiots. She was like,
you guys are making this up.
That's not true.
Not real.
And we're like, no. And she has these earrings and there's synergy. And then she's like, guys, seriously, stop. And then like we put it on, she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
It's real. There was a cartoon in the 80s that was about a pop star who Jem, had powers.
J-E-M.
Yep.
Jem is her name. No one else is the same. Jem is her name. Jem.
They did a movie, but they did a movie.
Yeah, the movie was trash. The movie was hot trash.
It's funny that they did a movie when really it wasn't like that kind of property that everybody knew like that, you know?
Yeah.
So I guess there's like a bunch of people that don't know that they ruined something that was precious to some people.
I think they were like, Josie and the Pussycats did pretty good. Let's make Jem.
Did it do pretty good?
They did Josie and the Pussycats. I think it was okay. I don't think I ever watched it. I watched the Cheetah Girls. That was awesome.
That's the show. Okay. That is like the 2000s Jem.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Oh,
what was that? That was two of the girls from 3LW?
Three. Yeah, two girls from 3LW.
The other girl, Raven Simone, wasn't in it for some reason. Yeah,
Raven Simone. And that's the Raven Simone.
It was Raven Simone, Adrian Bailon, and then one of, and then two girls,
and then
the other girl,
and that from, other from, chick.
Yeah, the other two girls. The blonde white girl, and then the
blonde girl wasn't in 3LW. It was a, It was 2/3 of 3LW, and then there's a bunch of people who don't even know who 3LW was.
Yeah, there are a bunch of people who don't know
the Cheetah Girls.
Who the Cheetah Girls are. So yeah, Google that.
Do your research.
We're always giving you guys homework. The Neuro Nerds is a show about positivity, brain injury recovery, and homework.
And homework. Hey, if you're listening, let us know by putting in the comments when we post this on Instagram. What was the question? We did this before. It was pretty cool. Who are the Cheetah Girls? Oh, yeah.
Do you guys know who the Cheetah Girls are?
Cheetah Girls are.
Yeah. Also, if you Google Cheetah Girls, depending on like where you Google some weird stuff's going to pop up.
Bro, just put Disney. Disney Plus, guys.
Girls.
Yeah, it'll be on Disney Plus. Everybody should have Disney Plus.
I know. Put in the comments all the names of the actors from the Cheetah Girls. There you go. Boom.
Yeah,
there's really listening.
There's Cheetara. There's Lionel.
No, don't get confused.
Oh, wait, no, that's the Thundercats. My bad.
Joe's just trying to confuse.
Got him confused. It was close. Look, 200 episodes. I'm really, really proud of what we've done for our community. You know, like we've really made an impact. We haven't just made an impact with like a handful of people, which would have been magnificent. And it was would have been more than I ever would have dreamed of doing. We've helped people literally, Lauren, around the world. Like, let's talk about how amazing it is that like we're like over 50,000 downloads. We're in how many countries are we in?
I don't know, like 40.
40 some odd countries we're in. I didn't even know that there was 40 countries. I did. No.
Yeah, that Animaniacs song. Come on now.
There's baloney in their slacks. Did you see the new Animaniacs?
No.
I think it was good. It was really good.
It was really good.
Can I tell you it was really good? It. Now we completely sidetracked because we're the neuro nerds and we have brain injuries.
Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
The movie Chippendale.
Yeah.
It is so good. So good.
Oh, it's like. Like Lonely, what was
the Lonely Island? It's Andy Samberg and his dudes.
They are on some stuff, and it was not crass.
Somehow he made it PG, and I don't even understand why it needed to be PG. It was pretty
wholesome
G.
and funny at the same time.
They had most of the original voice cast. Can I tell you it's really crazy? You remember Monterey Jack? I don't know if you remember. He was like the kind of fat dude that he loved cheese. He's like the Australian guy.
Yes.
He was voiced because the original voice actor passed away. He was voiced perfectly by Eric the Incredible Hulk Bana.
Oh. And sounded just like him. Sounded just like him.
I didn't know Eric Bana. I didn't know he was. Well, he played Hector in Achilles. What was the movie? Troy.
He played Hector in Troy.
Yeah. A very attractive man. He did Munich, which was like an incredible movie. He was a bad guy in one of the Star Trek movies. Mm-hmm. The best role he has ever had was Monterey Jack. He sounded exactly like the original guy. And I had no idea he was an Aussie. I didn't know that. Yeah, I thought he was just really like an Englishman, like every other actor out there. Anyways,
but that movie. It was really good.
Aside of once you search Cheetah Girls and you want to watch Cheetah Girls on Disney Plus, watch Chippendale. I keep on saying Chippendales. No, don't watch shirtless hairy men dance. Don't do that. Oh, God. At least you didn't make yummy noises. So that's a good thing. That makes me happy. So aside of us being sidetracked, I just want to say, like, honestly, like, I'm really, really proud of what we've all created here. We've created like a beautiful community of neuro nerds out there. We have, I think, helped people see that, look, recovery is difficult. You can do it. We can all do difficult things and we can all smile and just have a laugh along the way. And I think that's what I'm most proud of. The fact that we can help people laugh in times that they need to laugh, like this current day. We need to laugh and smile more than ever. We need to laugh and smile more than we frown and cry. And I gotta tell you, I cry every single day. Like I do, but I laugh significantly more than I cry. And I'm really thankful that I have my beautiful, tiny ass-kicking co-host here, and you've been able to help me on this journey to create this beautiful just platform for us to share our amazingness with not just the community, but the world, you know? And I'm just so thankful for everything that we've done.
Are you finding it hard to recover at home after stroke? Find out if Modus Nova can help you by taking their free online assessment at modusnova.com/theneuronerds. If you haven't heard of Modus Nova, they make devices to help folks with a brain injury like stroke regain the use of their affected limbs. For example, the Modus Hand is an AI-powered robotic exoskeleton that helps users do exercises and play games, similar to the way an occupational or a physical therapist might manipulate the limb. It helps survivors get in the thousands of repetitions they need to form new neural pathways. It can assist with hand movements or resist them to provide a personalized exercise experience. If this sounds like something you want to try, visit modusnova.com/theneuronerds to learn more. Use special code TheNeuroNerds when you sign up and get a month free with the 30-day challenge. Just visit modusnova.com/TheNeuroNerds to get started.
I'm thankful for that normie back there.
And yes. Will do. And beyond.
Yeah. To infinity. And beyond.
I always go al infinito y más allá.
Bueno. I don't really know.
Because my uncle, I never forget my uncle. I don't know why. We had it in Spanish or something. And so that's how I always, anyway.
But you know what? That's like me with Endgame. I only watched it in Spanish and I refuse. And I haven't, I don't think I've seen it in English.
That's right. That's right. That's so weird to me. But you know what? It makes perfect sense. For you, like it really does.
Yeah.
Like, weren't you on a plane?
No, I was in Spain.
You're in Spain. That's what it was. That's hilarious. That's You know what? That's brilliant, and that's like a beautiful moment in time that you will always have for one of the greatest Marvel movies ever.
There's video that I have from my stories of me taking a selfie video of my rage in theater.
Oh, I felt it. It was like, you know, there's like after a giant earthquake, there's like the typhoons.
Aftershocks. Oh,
I felt that like way over here. Like literally, I was like, oh my gosh, Lauren just saw Endgame. She is not happy.
Stucky and goats.
There was no Stucky and goats. You know, we cannot ever forget about the goats. We can't. Speaking of Cap, he's in Mr. Gray. Which is the Russo brothers are doing a movie for Netflix with Ryan
Gosling.
Very attractive man.
The only reason I know is because my friend is in that movie as well. Oh, and he's also in the new Kenobi
with
show.
Billy Bob Thornton.
That's awesome.
Billy Bob Thornton.
So what are we thinking of Captain America's porn stash? Are we liking that?
I've never liked
it. I was like, wait, what? You mean the mustache?
Yeah, okay. I've never liked Chris Evans' mustache. I like a full beard or a clean face on him.
The full beard. No, not the clean face. The full beard, rocking. Like no, dark Captain America.
Nomad. In
Infinity War, Nomad. Okay. When he was Nomad, I got to tell you, it made me feel things. When he had the mustache, it reminded me of Henry Cavill's mustache.
Oh yeah, I don't like
the
that
either.
That one was creepy because
He was, I think, in the show Uncle or something like that. The guy.
The man from Uncle.
It was creepy when they took it out. Yeah.
In Justice League is where they did the weird
hot mess that was. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you know what this show is? It's not. It can be a hot mess sometimes. But I gotta say, I think we're more Avengers than we are Justice League.
Oh, is that what we are?
And also, this show also is, I think I have to commend you both. You're so good at...
You could just stop there. We're just so good.
Oh, God. No, I just like, I've always loved that this was never a scripted show.
No.
And even right now, I was actually going to leave.
I'm glad you did. Started,
but I couldn't. Yeah. I just had to, now I've just got so captivated. Can't I just tell had you to why? Listen to the whole thing.
Joe Porges, Lauren L. Manzano, very entertaining people. We are.
Not wrong.
You know,
Felice Lizay, very
entertained person. Entertainment, entertained.
I'm like, are
normie.
We talking about ourselves in the third person? Okay, let me join in on that.
All right.
Us over digressing.
Here. Me.
We're spiraling.
We do it all the time. In all seriousness, I am so thankful for you, Lauren. I really am. Like we built something beautiful here. Felice, I could not be more thankful for you. Just in my day to days, I'm here because of you. And we all as a collective have just created just something so beautiful for the world, you know, not even the world, for our community, which is and means the world to me. And I'm just I feel just blessed. And I'm so thankful that you stared me down at that party.
Oh, God.
And I thought you were trying to pick up on me because I am very arrogant.
Yes. Oh, I thought he was going to say I'm very attractive. You know, he does that.
Well, he's learned not to say that with me.
We're aware of my attractive level, right? My face was made for podcasting.
Yes, it really was.
So I really am. I'm so thankful that you shared with me what was, you know, that you were on your journey. I'm mm-hmm. so thankful that we met up and we decided to do this. I'm so thankful that Felice deals with my idiocy and that you guys are my dual handlers. I just really am. And I'm so appreciative to the both of you. Lauren, I love you to death. Like, I just love you so much. I'm so happy that we've been on this journey together, and I couldn't have gotten this far without you. And 200 episodes, this is a big deal. This really mm-hmm. is. This is a really big deal. I'm very, very happy and very excited that we have gotten so much better than our test episodes.
Yeah. Here's the 200 more.
Here's
yeah.
the 200
more.
Cheers. Ding. I don't know. Like, how do we outro that? Yeah. Insert ding noise here along with Lauren kick noise here. You know, so this is the part of the show where we will give out our socials. Felice Lizay.
At Felice Lizay. You can find the spelling in the show notes. Joe always makes me spell it.
They don't know how to spell Lizay or Felice. They might spell with an S.
It's in the show notes.
It is in the show notes. And she is here. She is a very, very busy woman. She always is the James Brown of everything she does. You can attempt to reach out to my beautiful tiny ass kicking host Lauren at Lauren L. Manzano on Instagram. You can absolutely reach out to me at Joso Rocks on all the socials. You can reach out to us at the Neuro Nerds.
Yes.
Everywhere.
And it gets sent to me.
Yeah. And you always leave it out, but I think you should start adding it at Uso Rock, not everywhere, on Instagram.
On Instagram.
And that, yeah, that's it.
Hey, 200 episodes in, here's to 200 more. I'm very thankful for everybody out there for listening to us. I sincerely hope that we brought you a little bit of joy. We made your day a little bit better. Mm-hmm. You guys are never alone. The Neuro Nerds are always here to help. We have been for 200 episodes, and we will be for 200 more. Mm-hmm. It's to infinity and beyond. Wait, say in Spanish?
Al infinito y más allá.
And on that language that Joe does not speak, because I am the worst Puerto Rican in the world
ever.
These Neuro Nerds and that Neuro Nerd adjacent are out. I fucking love you guys. That was great.
Did you see the picture I sent yourself?
Yes. Oh my God. I was about to put a haha on it, and then I was like, oh no, if I haha this right now, it's gonna end up, we're gonna spiral into this conversation
I'm very glad that I didn't see that, because all my brain blood would have rushed down to my penis. Very attractive man.
I'm like, well, because think about it, because if Steve only went back 70 years, he's not supposed to age in that way, like with his body.
That's true.
Right? So he could have aged physically, maybe with the look, but he would still be a beefcake. And I'm like, and then the long hair Winter Soldier look. Yes. All of this. Yummy, yummy.
This is making me feel things.
I miss these conversations.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcasts app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the Neuro Nerds on the Apple Podcasts app today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.